back to another episode of the Sisters in Christ podcast. Joining me in studio today are my co-hosts, Vanessa Rowe and Pamela Ferguson. Our world often celebrates quick success, instant gratification, and visible achievement. But Proverbs 19 paints a different picture. It reminds us that wisdom is usually quiet. It grows through patience, teachability, compassion, and trusting God's timing. This chapter encourages us to think beyond temporary success and focus on the kind of character that produces lasting fruit. It also reminds us that while we make many plans, God's purposes ultimately prevail. Today, we'll discover how ordinary decisions shape extraordinary lives. So, it is that time now. Get your coffee, your tea, your water, or whatever your favorite drink, and join Pam, Vanessa, and I on this extraordinary journey of Proverbs chapter 19. Ladies, welcome, welcome.
Hi, Tamara. Good to be here.
I hope everybody's feeling good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thanks for having us here. Mm-hmm.
I am so reminded of this scripture. Many are plans, mm-hmm. are the plans in a man's heart, but God's purposes mm-hmm. will prevail. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how many times have we, in this journey of life, made our plans, mm-hmm. whether we're planning for a family event or a day ahead, we have meetings and something shifts. And in that shift, we become unraveled.
Yes. Mm. That used to be me. I'll be honest with you. That used to be me.
Right.
I'm getting to the place where, you know, even if I'm talking to you via email and you say, Pam, the date is the 15th. I said, yes, I'll be there. And in the back of my mind, I'm saying, God's willing.
In the will of the Lord,
God's
right?
God's willing. Mm-hmm.
Because we plan, we plot, we do all of these things. And even in the midst of, last episode we mentioned COVID. Mm-hmm. How many plans for that year?
Wow.
Did we have?
Yes.
That we were sure. Some people had wedding plans. Mm-hmm. They had paid.
Yes.
In advance for the reception mm-hmm. and so forth and so on, things had to shift. And so this Proverbs 19 is shaping up to be something that I believe will be a challenge for our listeners and for us. Wisdom begins with humility, right? And Proverbs 19:2 says, enthusiasm without knowledge isn't good. Why is good intention alone not enough?
Tamara, it's not enough because we need the wisdom of God to guide us. Yeah, passion, desire, intention, they are powerful, but it is wisdom that gives direction. Think about parents who want financial security. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. That's a good intention. That's a good desire. And they work so hard that they don't spend time with the children or the family that they are working for. Mm-hmm. That can lead to something negative. That can lead to something bad. You know, there's a saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. These things in and of themselves, wanting financial security is not a bad thing. But if you're sacrificing your family life, if you're sacrificing your relationship with God to achieve these things, then it can create problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as we consider that, sometimes someone may present something to us We're excited about the idea, and it seems as though something that we've been praying about and wanting to connect to. Mm-hmm. And in haste, we may make a decision to connect with something that really is not God's assignment or will for our lives. Mm-hmm. Just because it resonates with us doesn't mean mm-hmm. that it's an assignment that God yeah. has you mm-hmm. to connect to. And so I've learned over the years, especially in my connections with even the older sisters in my church, that, hey, not everything that may suit a gift mm-hmm. is an assignment for yeah. you. Not every situation may warrant your response. Mm-hmm. It could be that God is leading someone else to do it. Mm-hmm. And so we really need God's help, the Holy Spirit's guidance to help us to make those decisions appropriately.
Mm-hmm. And then sometimes we rush into things. We have this passion. This is something that we feel that God has placed in our heart, and we rush into it because we are afraid of missing an opportunity mm-hmm. or we don't want to disappoint someone, or even we feel like we're going to fall behind if we don't seize it. But, you know, I've come to find out that many times when we are impulsive, we create consequences that if we had just been patient, mm-hmm. not rushing in to it. That's one of the underlying themes that I am learning from Proverbs. Mm-hmm. Slow down, Pam. Mm-hmm. If you come to me today and tell me that I need to make up my mind today, no.
Yeah.
That could be a good situation, or I'm not doing it. Now, if you had given this to me a week or so ago, and I didn't concern myself with it, and then this is the deadline and I'm just trying to get things together, then I understand that. But I try not to allow myself to be in a position where I must respond urgently.
Yeah.
I need time to process, to pray, and to seek God in the midst
yeah.
mm-hmm. of the situation.
Psalms 27:14 says, wait on the Lord, be of good mm-hmm. courage, and mm-hmm. he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times, waiting on the Lord means taking it to him in prayer. And, you know, it's not passive, but it's allowing the Lord to lead you, what is the next step? Mm-hmm. And oftentimes we don't wait on the Lord. We rush in mm-hmm. head first, and we make mistakes because we didn't take a moment to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us.
Mm-hmm. And when we're thoughtful, it doesn't necessarily mean that we don't have faith or we lack faith in God. We are just giving God room to move.
Mm.
In the situation. And then sometimes when we go through situation, that's God's way of preparing us before he positions us. So sometimes when things are not going the way that we think that they should go, it's not because God is not in the midst. Just take a step back, seek him, because he could very well be preparing you to position you for the position that he has you to be in.
Mm. Yes, yes. While you were speaking, I was thinking about the clay in the hands of the potter. Mm. And he's molding and he's shaping mm-hmm. and he's breaking and he's reforming and he's making it into a vessel that he'll be pleased with. Mm. And sometimes it's very painful.
Yes.
Because we don't understand the depth of our mm-hmm. sinful nature. Mm-hmm. We don't understand the depravity. We don't understand how low it is. And so when he's reshaping our thinking, our philosophies, those things that we have come to know as truths from our past, from our backgrounds, our family history and so forth, when he's reshaping our thought processes, it's not easy because it feels like you're going against yourself, mm-hmm. which you knew all of those years to be truth. And so we have to be just in the hands of the potter, understanding that he's faithful, he's loving, he's kind, and he's doing all of these things so we can become more like his son, Jesus Christ. Ladies, Proverbs 19:17 says, whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward them for what they have done. Mm-hmm. He will reward them for what they have done. What does this teach us about God's heart of compassion?
Mm-hmm. Compassion, Tamara and Vanessa, reflects the heart of God. When we are compassionate, it is us reflecting God's heart on this earth. Every act of kindness matters to God, whether it is for everyone to see or whether it is done privately. And act of kindness is not always money. It could be an encouraging word, a listening ear. No matter what it is, when we display kindness to those that seem less fortunate, because mm-hmm. Christ, he has what his word said, we are lending to him.
Yes.
When we show mm-hmm. compassion to the poor, we are revealing God's love through practical actions.
Yes.
And it's, you know, someone taught me this, said this to me recently. He said, the Lord gave us two hands, mm-hmm. one to give and one to receive. Yes. The right hand to give, the left hand to receive. And he said, if you practice that, you will always have, because you become a channel yes. of blessing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As the money comes in, you pass it out, mm-hmm. and the Lord will continue to give you. So like it says, you're lending to the Lord mm-hmm. when you give.
Yeah, this is a scripture, whether you believe it or not, this particular verse. Mm-hmm. In my husband and I, we have our financial statements. Mm-hmm. This is at the top of that statement. Mm-hmm. And it helps us to prioritize our giving mm-hmm. and be reminded that whatever in this balance sheet, whatever we have, it's the Lord's.
Yes. Yes.
And we have to be reminded, hey, we cannot have these things without being mindful that there are people out there who are less, they don't have as much. There are needs that have to be met. And Jesus said, the poor we will have with us always. And I believe that is there to keep us as believers, the ones who have mm-hmm. humble. In the early church, they shared, they yes. sold, they had things in common.
Yes.
There was no lack. I asked someone to sell one piece of building now, and probably in the church, they have. You know, we've become so hoardish.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We've become materialistic. We've become competitive. We've become, it's no longer having things in common. It's what I have more than you.
Mm-hmm.
And that creates a level of contempt, because we're saying, I have this, but you don't yes. have that. Therefore, I'm looking down on you. But then the Lord is saying to us, if you are a kind person, whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord. Mm-hmm. So whatever you give to the poor, God is holding it in an account for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he said, and he will reward them for what they have done.
See, generosity, Tamara, not only changes the receiver, but it also softens the heart mm-hmm. of the giver.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We mm-hmm. are stewards.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we are.
Yeah.
We are not owners. I know we like to think that. Like, this is my house, this is my car, this is my bank account, this mm-hmm. is my investment account. But in the eyes of God, for the believer, we are stewards of these assets, not owners.
Yes.
God has placed them in our hands so that we can be a blessing.
Yes, thanks be to God for that.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to go back to Proverbs chapter 19, verse 3. We move to 17, but I want us to look at verse 3. It says, a person's own folly leads to their ruin. yet their heart rages against the Lord.
Yeah.
You're the one with doing the fool.
But you blame God.
But you're angry at God for the outcome.
Mm.
Why is personal responsibility an important part of wisdom, ladies?
Mm. You know, I've practiced this in my life a few years now. I made a commitment that, Pam, you're going to be honest with yourself. You are going to be honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. You are going to look inward. And if there's something wrong, you are going to be honest about it. And then you are going to be honest with God. See, wisdom begins when we are honest enough to look inward. A lot of times things are going on in our lives, but we want to blame somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
We want to blame our circumstances. Well, it's like this because this is how I came up. Maybe you weren't as wealthy as others. Well, I'm doing this because this is how I came up. Or we blame God because life gets difficult. But it's so important to have honest self-reflection.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not about shame. Honest self-reflection is not about shame, but it's about allowing God to show us where we can grow.
Mm-hmm.
Opening up our hearts, show us where we can grow so we can make better decisions.
Yeah. As believers, well, unbelievers as well, but as believers, you know, the Bible tells us there's a day coming when we all have to give an account
mm-hmm.
for whatever deeds are done in this body. Whatever words that we speak, we're going to have to give an account.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a very sobering thought as a child of God, in that my days, my life, everything I do and say, I will one day give an account to the Lord for it. And so it helps you to live each day reflecting on your every action, on your every, even your motives. You ask yourself, Lord, am I doing this with a clean heart? Lord, am I doing this for self-promotion and self-aggrandizement, or am I doing this for your honor and for your glory? It helps you to look inward and recognize that everything I do, whether to eat or drink, whatever I do, I have to do it unto the glory of God. And that helps us to be more careful in our walk, help us to walk more circumspectly in the world, redeeming the times, for the days we live in is evil. That's what the Bible says. So I agree that it's our personal responsibility to examine ourselves daily.
It's amazing that it even shows that even though we're making the wrong decision, we're looking for someone to blame for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to cast it at the Lord. Oh, the Lord allowed this to happen. And you didn't, did you even consult him before you made the decision? Because wisdom comes from him.
Yes.
And the word says he gives it freely to anyone who asks of it. And so we can't blame the Lord for our own foolish decisions. When we get ahead of him, or we become anxious and we make decisions and then the consequences come. And this is what you teach your children. You know, even though the word says foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, you got to correct it with the word. You teach, especially young adult children, that you cannot live life or make decisions based on your emotions or your feelings.
Yeah.
Because there are consequences that come far down the line that you can ever imagine. And the struggle is someone who's lived life long enough can even point them to the right way. But because their hearts are so contentious towards anyone trying to give them, you know, they know it all.
Pride.
They walk in their folly and then the consequences hit. And you now being the parent or the sibling, have to come alongside them by the grace and mercy of God to help them out of their situation. Mm-hmm. And so it's frustrating when you've pointed the way, you've corrected, you try to warn, and yet the person still walks in their folly. The consequences come. The same person who warned, mm-hmm. just like the Lord, have to be the one now to come into their situation and help them out of it. But thank God for mercy and grace in all of us. Mm-hmm. Because if it wasn't for God's mercy and it wasn't for his grace, we would be trapped in all of the consequences that come from our foolish decisions. So you really have to be praying towards, Lord, help me not to operate like a fool. Mm-hmm. Help me to respond with grace. Help me to know wisdom and to accept it and to apply it to my life.
You know, I look at every decision that we make is like a seed. And over time, that will grow into the direction of our lives. Mm-hmm. And I always say to persons when I'm talking to them about finances, start small. Don't try to take out half of your salary, your monthly or weekly salary, to catch up with saving. Start small. And mm-hmm. that's just how life is with almost anything. These little small habits, the little things that we do it consistently, and you will see progress and you will bear fruit down the road.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Teachability is the evidence of grace, so we don't have to walk in folly. Mm-hmm. We can seek wise counsel, and mm-hmm. once we're teachable, the Lord will provide the grace needed to help us. Proverbs 19:21 says, many are the plans in a person's heart. Well, I guess this is God's words. It's truth. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose mm-hmm. that prevails. Ladies, how can we learn to trust God's purpose when life doesn't go mm-hmm. according to our plans? This is a big one. Mm-hmm. Life does not go always according to our plans, does it, Pam?
No. Because I think the way we should look at it is from God's perspective. His way is greater than ours. Mm-hmm. And so we should go to him first. We have lots of desires, lots of intentions, and we have passions. But what we need to do as believers is go to him first. Let him lead us, direct us, and shape us mm-hmm. so that even if this thing isn't going exactly like you plan, and it's important to plan, you wouldn't be so fragile that you are knocked off because you said, okay, God, mm-hmm. I've trusted you. I've put this before you. So this is you in the midst, and you are directing me. So I'm safe. I'm at ease. Mm-hmm. So I think the first thing we ought to do, whatever our desires and our passion, run it by him first. Mm-hmm. And it will help us.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I was reminded of one time you were going on an airplane, Pam. You had mm-hmm. a trip, I think, somewhere to London just recently. Mm-hmm. And you called and said, well, the flight is delayed. Yeah. and of course, there were circumstances surrounding mm-hmm. that flight mm-hmm. while it was delayed. Mm-hmm. And the Lord had already put in my spirit, I'm like, I'm traveling to London and there's some things happening, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, trust God for mm-hmm. what he has for it.
Yeah.
He'll determine when it's the timing of it. Yeah. And thank God you travel, you come back, you ain't test positive or nothing. Everything work out. God is good. Prayers cover you.
Our lives are in the sand, and I'm learning to trust him mm-hmm. no matter what.
Yeah. The important thing about trusting him is, Lord, I trust you in the whatever. Mm-hmm. Can we get to that point where we can trust him in the whatever?
We don't know. There's so many uncertainties about life and unknowns. But there's only one person. Who do we have in heaven but him, and on earth who we have beside him? Mm-hmm. There's only one person that can get us through this life anchored. Mm-hmm. Everything around us changes. Mm-hmm. It's meant to change. You know, Job says, naked I came into this world, and naked
I shall return.
The Lord gives.
And the Lord.
Blessed mm-hmm. be the name. Mm-hmm. When we get to that point, and he will get us there. Mm-hmm. He will get us there. We don't have to worry about getting ourselves mm-hmm. there. The Lord himself mm-hmm. will get us there. He's holding us.
I just want to encourage someone today that closed doors can feel disappointing.
Yes.
But sometimes it's God's protection or redirection. Mm-hmm. So if you had a door that was closed, don't be discouraged. Mm-hmm. You just trust God. Oh, yes. He knows our beginning mm-hmm. and our end. And if that door was closed before you, you just release it to God yes. and allow him to direct you, because he is doing something great mm-hmm. in your life.
Yes, amen. Yes. Though we make many plans, the purposes of God stand forever. Mm-hmm. Our hope is not in controlling life, but in the sovereign goodness of God, who works all things for his glory and our good. Vanessa, can you close us in prayer, please?
Yes. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless you, we praise you for reminding us that wisdom is often built in quiet, ordinary moments. When we pause before acting, take responsibility for our choices, and show compassion to others, we trust you when life does not go according to our own plans. Please, Lord, help us guide our passion with knowledge, our decisions with discernment, and our hearts with humility. Help us, O Lord, to be honest without shame, teachable without pride, and generous without needing recognition. Open our eyes to the people around us who need kindness, encouragement, presence, or practical help. And Father, remind us that every act of love matters to you. Mm-hmm. When doors close, when plans change, or when waiting feels hard, help us to trust that your perspective is greater than ours. Mm-hmm. Teach us, Father, to surrender our timing, our expectations, and our plans to you, knowing that your purpose still prevails and your love remains steady through it all. These things we ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.